What surprised me about the event is how passionate people felt about the bridge and how many people connected to it in their ordinary lives. That was really fascinating.
Dennis Wheeler.
My enduring memories of the Harbour Bridge event will certainly be the thousands of smiling and happy faces, both from small children right up to adults. Didn't matter where you went, what you were doing on the day, where I was working, there was always people stopping, taking photos, people asking you to take photos of them again from a different angle, people waving at you. No, it was a great day.
So on a scale out of 10, how would you rate this event?
I would rate this event, it'd have to be up right up near the top. I think we rate it 10 out of 10, that one.
It was the most fantastic sort of climax conclusion in a way to all of the work that we had done for the Bridge exhibition and the Bridge publication. So to feel that our project had contributed towards a much more major outpouring of association and feeling and experience with the Bridge was really fantastic.
The best part for me, I think, was at about 10 o'clock at night when it was all over and I went back and just thought, yes, is it surreal? Has the day gone through? We just started to sprinkle a bit, a bit of rain coming down. And no, it was great. It was great to reflect on one long day.
Bill Lawson.
It's certainly got a presence. And in particular, too, of a night when the lighting's on the bridge seems to come alive as well. So it's a day bridge, it's a night bridge. It seems to have some, add some strength to the city.
It's a bridge for all seasons.
A bridge for all seasons and all events.
Now, if you had to organise or oversee another event like this again, what would you do differently next time?
I would actually have a greater control over the website answers and questions. I'd have a number of opportunities for people to say where their friends are actually coming from, because we were able to only assume that they were in the same or adjacent postcodes. So there was a lot of assumptions made in terms of the transport corridor and what we would need to do to satisfy the demands. So I'd have more extensive questions with regard to that, the registration of participants for the day.
Dennis Wheeler.
Probably try and start a little bit earlier. Lock the creative people away after they've had their first ideas and say that's it, they're set in concrete now. That certainly would be a nice practical thought, but I realise that it doesn't happen that way.
Catherine Parker. I think from the RTA's point of view, we would get ourselves internally better coordinated right from the start, because it was sort of like a progressive getting to know that other people were in fact involved in this event. We're all from different directorates, and I think that that internal coordination, we should have made that happen much sooner. But being involved in the whole event was extremely satisfying, but also just exciting to be involved in an event that was a moment in history and will stay a moment in history.
Rachel Herford offers this perspective.
I'd have a holiday before it all started. Not a great deal other than have a little bit more time, really, and not losing sight of the big picture. If it's lessons for the next time something happens about the bridge, would be don't underestimate the connection and the emotion attached to the Sydney Harbour Bridge by the community. Like, there are many, many people out there who just feel such a special sort of connection to it or have a warmth to it for some obscure reason, and they come out in droves and they want to be involved. And that's certainly a lesson for next time, not to underestimate that. Look, from a government perspective, I think the lesson was just it's coordination, it's communication, it's that one agency can't do this on their own, that everyone has to come together. And then I think from a creative point of view, you can be bold, like think big, think bold.